Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Danny Pena, and also joining me, co-host of the show, Rihanna Manuel Pena. How you doing,
Hello,
Rihanna?
Hello out there. Hi. Doing good. Very excited for the game we're talking about today.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about Borderlands 4. This is not an official full review because there's a lot of things that we're still working on. You know, I have, I believe I have like maybe like 10 plus hours, I think. How many hours do you have now?
I haven't checked, but I am level 23 and somewhere around probably 15-ish hours, I would say.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but right now I'm in New York City for an event. So hopefully I could talk about that in the future. But yeah, I'll be here for like a day or so and I'll be back to LA and so on. So Rhi, I know we talked about Borderlands for a while because I know we always bring it up because I enjoy one, but I love two. Two has been my favorite one so far.
Yeah, and Borderlands 2 is famously my favorite game of all time. It's up there with Far Cry.
Yeah, yeah.
Three,
I didn't like it that much. I wasn't impressed. I found it very boring. And I usually like to play games sometimes with myself, sometimes I meet up with friends. And I tried both, and I wasn't enjoying it. Borderlands 4 reminds me a lot of 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having a great time playing with friends and also solo. Love the missions. I think the comedy's still there compared to like the other ones, right? But I feel it's like less than 2 when it comes to the comedy. But I feel like the challenges are there, all the things you could do in the game. Love the characters so far in the game. And I've been having a great time, but I would love to hear your thoughts because I know you're a huge fan of Borderlands, more than me, by the way, so.
Yeah. Borderlands 2 is definitely the bar that all of the other titles in the series have been judged against. So I enjoyed the pre-sequel, which came after Borderlands 2, but was you're playing characters in a timeline previous to Borderlands 2. It's a little confusing. And I just really love Anthony Birch's writing specifically. And I think part of what I like about Borderlands 4 is that it takes that type of humor and brings it to sort of like a modern era. Like there's a lot of commentary in a lot of the humor and the jokes, especially in side missions. Like they talk about, you know, greedy corporations and, you know, things about like in this economy. And, you know, it really feels very now. There aren't as many poop jokes or anything like that, but they do have some. And their characters, like, I don't want to spoil too much, but someone you meet very, very early in the game, he is called Rush. And he's like a meathead. He loves, you know, making protein shakes, but then he also loves romance novels. And it's just very layered and interesting characters. And I really, really like the way that they have done that and the approach they've taken in Borderlands 4. Something else I really like about this game is the pacing. There's a lot to do. And of course, you know, you have that, you know, Assassin's Creed or Far Cry moment where you unlock a certain area by going up to a really tall silo. And then you see all of these pings on your map of things you can go do. But even without that, just driving around in your, you know, your little cart, you see a question mark pop up or you see an exclamation mark pop up. And there's a lot of side content. And some of it is really, really involved. Like some of them are almost as long as story missions. And I've only played a handful because I am trying to get through the main game, which does take some time. But I like that they let you kind of choose, right? Like you have three main areas, like three main hubs in the game, and they're very, very large. And a third or a fourth, which is, I assume, in-game content or the in-game area. But within each of those sort of three trispheres, you have a lot you can dig into. There's hidden stuff. There are horde mode challenges. There are world bosses, and there are different like limited time bosses that will drop in, which are like super high difficulty enemies. And it took us like four people like fully kitted out to get one knocked down. It's like they're pretty intense, and they give you so much loot. Like such. And when you talk about Borderlands, you can't talk about the fact that you can't talk about it without saying it's a looter shooter. It is the looter shooter. It's the game that first introduced a billion guns, right? And it has been so satisfying. The loot drops have been very well paced. I've found that most big enemy, like big badass enemies, which is what they're called, drop, I would say, like 4 to 5 different items, guns and shields and rep kits and different things like that. And I would say most of the time, 9 times out of 10, I don't want any of them, but it does feel good to see those little blue and green things and purple things on the ground. And the way that they've sort of given you some quality of life updates in the loot management system is that you can pick things up as junk and walk right past a vending machine and just press one button and it trashes them all or trades them all in and you get the money immediately. And it's really, really fun to go through your inventory. Once you get past a certain point in the story, you have a bank that you can, of course, deposit things to switch between characters or to save long term. There's just a lot of really good quality of life upgrades. There's even a lost loot system where if there's things that you dropped on the ground but you want to potentially come buy them again, there's a machine back in your headquarters that you can do that at. You can even put golden keys into the shift machine and get super, super special exclusive gear. And there are like vending machines that give you stuff. There's a slot game that you can play in a certain world. Like you can get stuff out of Moxie's bar by giving her tips. Like there's so many different ways to interact with loot in this game. And it really just feels like back to the core of what Borderlands did really well. So far, I have not seen any legendary drops. The only legendaries that I have are from my pre-order because I got the Super Deluxe Edition.
Same here.
So when that happens, I know like stars are going to go off behind my eyes, right? Like, so they have done a good job of pacing it down a little bit from the most recent iterations where people felt like they were getting high level loot too quickly. Nice. And most of the time I trash stuff and I'll keep maybe one gun or one shield or one grenade ordnance out of an entire encounter. And that feels like the right pace to me.
I know we've both been playing it sometimes together, sometimes solo, or I know you've also been playing with friends.
Mm-hmm.
How is it for you playing this solo so far for you? Because I know you've done both, but I know you prefer playing with friends, but do you find it more challenging playing solo?
You know, it's surprising. I don't. I actually find it more challenging playing with friends. And I have the game on normal, so you know, I just went through a basic playthrough. But I feel like I find better loot when I'm alone, which is really interesting. When you play in matchmaking or if you play with friends online co-op, they do have their own loot that drops and you have your own loot that drops, so you can't see each other's loot. But you can trade or drop things for your friends, right? So I've found that the best loot that I have has come from solo playthroughs. And I don't know if that's because I'm leveling faster when I play by myself, because I'm usually playing ahead in the story, and with friends, we're backtracking most of the time. But and replaying missions, not playing them for the first time, so less progression. But I do find that, yeah, the loot seems to be a little bit better drops when I'm by myself. And, you know, for people who know me and my play habits, like I prefer by far to play with other people because that's my social time, right, is playing games with people on co-op and online. But I really enjoy the solo play. Like, I enjoy single player quite a bit. Like, I feel like I get more of the story. Like, I can pay attention better. I'm laughing out loud. I was actually just playing earlier today with my mom on the couch next to me, and she was laughing at some of the jokes. You know, they really do hit with the humor and the writing a little bit better when you're by yourself because you're not as distracted, you know? But both ways are really enjoyable. Like, not only is the writing and the pacing fun, like the gunplay is super, super fun. And it's really, really satisfying to like come into an encounter and you have 3 friends with you and, you know, you're all throwing off your supers and like, wait, I can synergize this with your thing and I can put them in a stasis bubble while you throw this at them. And, you know, you start sort of collaborating in your fighting styles because you really need it. They turn the enemy count way, way up when you play with people in your party, for sure.
Yeah.
So I like both, honestly.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Playing solo, I've been finding way better weapons. I know when I play with you and our friends, I found less powerful weapons, I think. So that's why I've been just playing solo and at the same time trying to finish campaign as much as possible. I've actually been doing a lot of the side quests too, which I've been enjoying. Some of them are very, very long side quests. I'm like, wow, this is taking forever to finish, you know? So, but I know that the boss events, those events that we joined a couple of times, on that one, it was easier playing solo, actually. I found it less challenging compared to like when we were trying to beat it with four people. I think the difficulty goes up because there's more enemies. Their health is more powerful than playing it solo and everything. But I've been having a great time overall. Love the challenge playing with friends when it comes to that one. So, but right now I think I'm about to hit level 11. I think right now, still early in the game. But I know your level is pretty high right now. So what level are you now?
23, actually.
23, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty, wow. Remember last time we played, I think you were like 11, maybe 12?
Yeah, I was like 12 or 13 by the time we finished. Yeah. I've been going, man. It's been racing down that hill. And I love it because one thing I just realized recently from watching actually a video on IGN is that you can put skill points into different skill trees and they all still apply. They just won't necessarily work with your action skill the same way. So I peeked at the other skill trees finally the other day and saw there were a few things that would actually help boost the type of playstyle I'm going for, which is like I want to use my action skill as much as possible, like over and over and over again. And yeah. There are some things from other parts of the skill tree that I was able to borrow from to do that. So that was pretty cool.
Nice. Now, what do you think of the characters that you could choose out of the four? Which one is the one that you like the most?
Yeah. So far, I have been playing as her name is Harlow, which is Graviator, Gravator. I can't remember what they call it specifically, but essentially she plays a lot like Maya from Borderlands 2. And she has an action skill that I've been using where she puts people in a stasis bubble. It's like this radioactive, you know, iridescent, multicolored bubble. And you can either leave them there or slam them down into other people or like send them flying. Like my favorite is to send them into like an explosive barrel or something, make a big, huge explosion. And I have spec'd my skill tree out so that anytime somebody is in this, you know, this stasis bubble, it will sort of like help them take more damage. And then if I kill them, the bubble will go find another person. And then if I can get enough of my action skill cooldown to move faster, I can put another person in a bubble immediately. And then as multiple people are like affected by this, I slam the bubble into another person. Now they have radiation and then I'm sharing damage between all of them. So like it's a really fun sort of like tinkery enemy and area control class that feels a lot like Maya did. And I used to want to always play Sirens just because I love magical powers. Period. But I feel like this Harlow character plays like a siren, and I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, my character is Rafa. He's Latino. He's pretty funny. But
yeah, he has some funny voice lines.
His action power is because right now the weapon I've been using is two machine guns that will pop up, and it will be there for I think like 50 plus seconds, I think maybe 56 seconds or so. They will automatically attack enemies. Whoever I'm pointing to, it will attack while I'm using my regular weapon at the same time. So that's like triple the damage I could do. Sometimes if I press another, I think RB, it also will take out this humongous machine gun. It lasts very, very short time because it's not as powerful because I have to upgrade that one too. Probably takes like maybe like less than 5 seconds or so for now. And I use that also to kill enemies, but it's really, really strong. Really, really strong. So I'll be using that a lot lately. I know there's another action power that you use too. It's similar to yours. It's a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
It will go to the enemies and it will suck whatever is around that area.
Yeah.
And you see the enemies just flying around like out of control. And I just shoot them the whole time, you know. So he's really, really cool. Really, really cool. But I don't know much about the other characters. Do you know the other two?
Yeah, so there's the tank character, which his name is Anton. Sorry, I feel like I should know that. Hold on.
It's all good. It's all good.
And
this is real time, yo. This is live.
Because like we've only played with people so often.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know them all.
We've been using our characters the whole time, our own, you know, so.
So let me see here.
In the meantime, while you're checking out, I know another thing that I love to do is customizing my characters. So I've been changing like the colors, you know, it's really cool. Sometimes I use my mask because Rafa, when you start the game, he has a mask, but you can remove that once you start unlocking new gear later in the game.
Yeah. So that tank character is Eamon, is his name, and he's, you know, your big, huge Viking-looking dude, and, you know, he does sort of like a shield. He has an axe that he can throw with either cryo or incendiary damage, and, you know, he's, you know, big in-your-face, big melee and defense character. And then the other character that a couple of our friends play is Vex. Now, she's the siren. And she's basically like a witch. Like, she can throw hexes or curses at people. She can summon copies of herself to go fight off enemies. She can even summon a familiar, which is like this big, huge, like, infernal cat thing. And it goes and launches at people and melees them and all that. So she has a lot of cool things going on, too. And, yeah, I mean, all the characters seem really... really competent, and I would say, like, everybody definitely contributes different things to every fight, which is nice. Like, it doesn't feel like there's anybody who's not doing anything that doesn't help. That was so many negatives. It feels like everyone's doing something that helps in the fight, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
and I like it. Yeah, and we obviously have a lot of fun, you know, cooperating with friends. We like playing cooperatively, so it fits well together. Even if you have multiples of the same character, they're usually not all going to have the same build, so it can still be pretty interesting.
Yeah, another thing I want to mention, because you know, we're going to wrap it up in a few minutes, but, you know, usually when a game this big comes out, it's buggy. It's not always 100% perfect, you know, which we're already used to that. We'll get
very
to see
much.
Updates from the developers and so on, you know, and that happens all the time. And I have to mention this because it's been controversial right now, like online and everything. Everybody's talking about this, but, you know, Randy Pitchford, he's the CEO founder, right? Is it a founder? I know he's the CEO of Gearbox.
Founder. I mean, he's a creator of Borderlands.
Yeah, he's creator of Borderlands and all that stuff. But anyways.
CEO of Gearbox.
Yeah, CEO. So I've been seeing a lot of tweets from him. He sounds very angry, you know, telling people about this and, you know, the complaints and everything. And the only advice I will say to any developer, even people that are, you know, higher up in different studios, I think, you know, making the game better, focus on the patches, get the feedback from everybody. I feel like people shouldn't take it personal. You know, I think it's a good way to just take a break from social media and just focus on making the game better. You know, I think by replying to everybody in angry tweets or angry posts online doesn't help the situation at all. You know, I've been having a great time with the game. You too, Ree. Like, we've been playing it. We have a lot of friends that have been playing it a lot, you know, and that's what gaming is all about. It's about, you know, having fun, giving feedback to developers for them to make some changes if want to make the game better, you know, but I think getting angry is not helping the situation. You know, just want to say that real quick. But
yeah, I mean, at a certain point, you know, of course, people are going to be emotional about things they care about, but, you know, it's best to be professional and productive. And I know I saw something pre-launch that I believe Randy Pitchford had sent out on social media saying, you know, we're really excited for the launch and, you know, our team is ready to handle all of the traffic we're about to get. So, you know, put it through its paces, like download it, play, you know, get in there and, you know, just encouraging people to engage with the game. If the team or the infrastructure falls short of holding all of that up at the level of consistency it needs to be, just call it what it is. Like, you guys were so excited, we couldn't keep up. Like, there's a way to respond to that professionally. And that's why you hire, you know, professional communications people, for instance.
Hey.
To get through those tough moments, because they happen. You know, they're always going to be tough moments. Believe me, Danny and I know.
Yeah.
And it's really all about how you process it and communicate back and keep moving forward. And the game is great. Like, I don't think it'll be any problem long term. We've seen troubled launches in the past. And, you know, if they want to bounce back, they will. But I think the product is good. And I think the game is really worth playing. So if you can and if you're interested, you should get in there and let us know what you think of it, because I know we're having a great time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm having a great time. Great, great time. And look, one thing I will say, man, game development is not easy. So I completely understand. But there's other things to focus on than just going back and forth with everybody online. You know, it's like, it
yeah,
doesn't help.
Again, you,
nobody
you
wins.
Stay productive. Just
yeah,
like focus on doing what you can do to make things better.
Exactly. Now, I know in the future, Borderlands 4 is also coming out on the Switch 2. I'm very curious to see how that game is going to look on the Switch 2. Very curious. We'll see.
We'll see. Also, shout out to Game Chat. It's been super, super good. Like, the quality is good. We can hear everybody. Like, there's no skipping. Like, I was surprised at how well it ran, because we were ready to, of course, jump into a Discord call if we had to, but we didn't. Like, we didn't even think about doing that. So, yeah, shout out to Game Chat.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. I've been playing the PC version, Rihanna, Xbox, and our friends, some PlayStation, some Xbox, PC.
Yeah.
And it's been really, really smooth. That's something I have to say. Like, when it comes to that online, it's been great. Mm-hmm. You know,
I've had a couple of bugs with things disappearing from my backpack, but I went back to start and came back and they were there. So no big deal.
Yeah. There's a bug that it drives me crazy too with my inventory. Sometimes it disappears and I have to like.
Yeah. It happens in single player too.
Yeah. So I don't know. That one was a little annoying. But, and I know there was one part where we went to a town and we had to go to like a certain inside of a. I think it was like a bunker and we couldn't get in. Like we were just stuck outside the whole time and I managed to get in. I don't know how. I just got in and everybody was just stuck outside and we managed to continue the campaign because of it.
Yeah, Danny had to sneak in the back.
Yeah, it was so random.
In order to trigger the next part of the mission.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like it's a big game. I'm used to Borderlands bugs. I know like people pay a certain amount of money. I paid the most you could pay for it and they expect a really good product. And like I said, I think it still is. Bugs are part of gaming and I have a lot more patience maybe for that kind of thing. I know they'll patch it when they can.
Yeah.
And it doesn't stop me from playing or enjoying it. So I'm okay with it. But I understand if people want a flawless game, this isn't that. And, you know, sorry you're missing out.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you guys online. All right. Yeah, Reed, thank you so much for the quick chat during my trip to New York City. It's nice. I just wanted to get a pizza real quick because I was starving.
I'm jealous.
And I'll be back in LA in a day or two. Be there. And later this week, I'm planning to post another GTR retro episode. So make sure to stay tuned for that. But
we have some more reviews coming up soon. So get excited. That's a lot.
There's a lot of reviews. I've been playing like multiple games at the same time. I don't even know how I'm doing it, but.
You've been killing it. And I rolled credits on one recently, which it's the type of game that I don't usually roll credits on. I'll leave it at that. And I was so excited about it. So yeah, I have a lot to say.
We'll talk about it. We're probably going to review that one together too again. So
yeah,
it's going to be a lot of episodes on reviews. So stay tuned. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to a new episode here at Gamer Tag Radio. Make sure to find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamer Tag Radio, subscribe, follow us, post a review. It'll help us out a lot. And yeah, stay tuned. We'll be back later this week with more content. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.